Portland and Westminster Children's Hospital, where a 5-year-old boy will have an operation to remove the glass in his hand, and the little girl has back injuries. Three of the hospital's operating theatres have been in full use throughout the afternoon. There were 8 cases which needed major surgery. One was a young guardsman who was critically injured with a major fracture of the skull. Another soldier has a severe eye injury, and it's almost certain he'll lose the sight in his right eye. The registrar said the other serious injuries were caused by the nails inside the bomb. 4 people from Dunkirk Hospital still had the 6-inch long nails sticking out of them. The civilian injuries were mainly cuts from flying glass. Mrs. Hazel Coles was taken to Westminster Hospital with a nail to go through her boot into her foot. Her mother-in-law, Lillian, told me what happened.
I found her, she'd been set her in this travel place, and she was sort of covered in bits, pieces, and got a little scratch on her nose, and her steel thing sticking out of her foot. But she said that she felt okay, she wasn't too bad, you know, she was obviously shaken. And we started to come out of the shop to walk up to the top of the road, and they were carrying us off because they thought how they were going to be another one.
And I believe she was also there.